Yes, sir. Here we go. 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Hello, welcome to Thursday morning. It's 68 degrees. We start our morning off here. Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters. Live audience Thursday, everybody. What's up?
Yay. High 5 a.m.ers. Hey, yeah. If you're listening right now, we want to personally invite you to live audience Thursday. Maybe not today, but a future live audience.
Sure,
Thursday.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're up anyway, come on in.
Hey, it's when you come in the studio, hang out for an hour, the last hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We do shots.
Yeah.
And today, we are going to do a different kind of shot.
Do you know that it's impossible to find shot glasses in Rochester?
I feel so bad that you went on a hunt. I did not think you of all people, where that's how you met your wife. Let's do shots.
Yeah, but
would not have shot glasses
17 years ago. No, we have shot glasses, but because we redid our kitchen,
yeah,
I can't find anything.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
There's stuff missing, and I have a stainless steel one. Like a little metal one.
Yeah.
And then.
You've brought that in before.
And then a real tall, thin one. And it just wouldn't work for what we're trying to do with this one.
I just had ones with stems in it. So we're doing the espresso.
Espresso bombs.
Bomb shot.
Yeah. It's like an Irish car bomb, but with. Instead of a shot of booze, you put a shot of espresso in it.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
But
we'll see
here I am last night making the, because we can't make fresh espresso, right? We're here, locked in here. I don't have a stove. I actually have the, what do you call it? The caffinetta, or I don't know what you call it. Somebody Italian tell me. It's that thing that you put on the stove to make the espresso. It's like the two-piece thing. You put the water,
it's like a little percolator.
Yeah. My mother would be so disappointed. I don't know the official Italian name for it.
You just said it.
But anyhow, huh?
I thought you just said something Italian.
I make it up. I say caffinetta, but I know that's not the right thing.
Oh,
I always call it that.
I would have believed you.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, I made like real legitimate authentic espresso that I got from Italy.
Really?
And I was like, I am so proud of myself. I made so many like batches because you only can... I was like, should I leave it out on the counter or put it in the fridge? No, put it in the fridge,
right? Put it in the fridge,
but I hope I don't forget it.
Right.
I forgot it.
Yeah.
So we're having espresso bomb shots with...
Ish.
Right.
We're espresso-ish shots this morning.
I'm so sorry I let you
Green
down.
Mountain coffee from a K-cup.
I feel so bad. Here you are going around Rochester looking for shot glasses. I had one job.
My wife's working at home yesterday, and she's sitting in the kitchen. She's got her whole thing set up at the island. I'm like, babe, where are the shot glasses? I don't know. I'm like, I got to get shot glasses for tomorrow. So she's like, go to Dollar Tree. It's right around the corner. I'm like, yeah, Dollar Tree. I'm looking online. Walmart, right?
Yeah,
like, there's like 70,000 different shots. I'm like, yeah, we'll just order them. None of them were available for delivery because I'm sorry, I'm not shopping in real life kind of guy, especially after yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it took you a while to find
I went to Dollar Tree. They didn't have it. The place was gross. And then I went to freaking Walmart. Dude, the floor was filthy and there's like gum stains. I'm like, come on, clean your joint. Then I went to Walmart and I'm thinking, I just saw everything online.
They got to have it.
The glasses aisle?
Yeah.
Was picked over, half empty, no shot glasses.
Really?
I went to Target. I couldn't find it.
Target didn't
I end up going to Home Goods.
Oh, yeah. You should have started there.
There was one set left, and it was those. I didn't have a choice. I'm like, what the?
Oh, Hobby Lobby would have had it. Hobby Lobby? You think? Hobby Lobby is everything.
No, like Hobby Lobby.
Anyhow, thank you for pulling your weight. I did not.
It's all right. We'll have fun with it this morning. Like we always do at 8 o'clock when we have live audience Thursday. Okay, today, sun and clouds. We're going to see a high of 84 degrees. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm might bubble up by later in the day. I just saw the weekend. Going to be perfect.
Mm.
Hardly any chance of rain. And in the 80s. 80s every day until like next Wednesday.
Ooh.
Yeah, even 90s possibly. So keep it right there on 98.9 to Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. It's Wes. Thursday morning on 98.9 to Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. And we've got Aiden and Maddie, our morning show helpers here this morning. Are you interns or not? Are you?
Yeah,
you're okay. You're interns. Okay. Yeah.
I know. We can't say that title, interns. Monica Lewinsky ruined the word intern.
They weren't even born yet. They don't know.
Yeah. Do you know who Monica Lewinsky is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Give them credit.
So here we are. It's Thursday morning. Live audience Thursday starting at 8. Sunny clouds. Humid. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm today, about 84 degrees.
Okay, so now we've all been together for like 27, 28 years. Quite some time.
Something like that.
If you have coworkers that you've been working with forever, try this in the office.
Okay,
what? And I want to do a little test run on the air now because Scotty and I do a TV segment.
Yeah.
I want to do this for First Try Friday on our TV segment.
Oh, yeah. We're on 13 WHAM Fox Rochester on Fridays.
Yeah.
9:25.
So it's the trend is, and I don't think it's a new trend, but I think it's like a resurgence kind of trend. But it's Maddie, give us a name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scotty and I, we have to, and then you count us down 3, 2, 1. Mm-hmm. And then we have to answer with the Justin Bieber, you know what I mean? Or Justin Timberlake.
So you give us the first name and we try to come up with the end name.
Okay. And we have to match. We got to keep doing this until we match.
I hope I have enough names.
It's the I know.
Wait a minute. Do you think?
It's the chemistry game, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How co-worker well? Co-worker chemistry.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Love
all
it.
Right. All right. So.
Okay. Go.
All right. Okay.
We ready?
Yeah, ready. Then,
all right.
So you say the name, you 3, 2, 1, then we say it.
Yes. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Brittany. 3, 2, 1.
Spears. Okay, good night. We'll be right back.
First try.
Yeah.
That's it. Done.
I don't know any other Britneys.
Neither do I. No, Britney. Nope. Wait, who's
Britney Broski? But she's like a social media.
Yeah, no. Girl. There was an actress, another actress named
Britney Murphy.
Britney Murphy. Yes, Britney Murphy.
R.I.P. She died, didn't she?
Yeah, so young, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, give me another one.
Okay.
All right.
I think we did. Wait.
Oh, we're
Let's
done?
Let's just take the win and walk out.
What if you could go 2 for 2?
Yeah, okay, come on. All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Charlie.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
D'Amelio.
Sheen.
Who? Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have said that.
What did you say? D'Amelio?
When TikTok became TikTok, she got into it, like the first one. So now she is the face of TikTok, pretty much, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, she's number one.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
George.
George.
3, 2, 1.
Clooney. I love it.
He's my man crush.
He totally is his man crush.
Yes.
Okay, good. I think we're good.
All right, that works.
It's a tight bond here in this office.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Sounds like a meatloaf song. It's coming up on almost 6:15, 6:14 on the buzz. My daughter has 2 of these, and I was the one who bought them, thought they were the coolest things ever.
Yeah, and then you found out that their most dangerous toy, and your kid, 100% guaranteed your kid has one too, and maybe even if you're a 30-year-old woman, you probably have one too.
Yeah, they're great, and we'll talk about how it's going to kill you next.
The Buzz.
A renewed warning about a dangerous TikTok challenge involving a child's toy. It's called the Neato Challenge. Kids put a gel-filled toy that's called a Neato into the microwave, and that can cause it to explode.
Yeah. We got 2 of them. I thought they were the coolest things ever. I bought them for my 6-year-old.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Spisano and Sandy. My 17-year-old has Neato, the dumpling. What is it? The dumpling?
Oh, the dumpling ones, yeah.
30-year-old women are buying these.
They're like the modern-day stress ball.
Yeah, it is. But the challenge now, and we talked about this before when it first came out, but now it's really picking up, like it's getting scary, where kids are putting it in the microwave to see what happens and touching it to their skin, and obviously it's hot.
Oh yeah.
And then it explodes sometimes, and all that gel whateverness that's in there.
It's like napalm.
Pictures are incredibly scary.
It's pretty bad.
Little
pretty bad.
4-year-olds, 8-year-olds. I mean, we're talking tiny little moochies. Even if you leave it in the car by accident and it's a hot day, like we're getting a hot week.
It could get like that?
Yeah.
Really?
So, you know what? Somebody, when you talk about this, okay, fine. And then you hear people going, oh, so dumb kids. First, kids don't know. And then think back, the dumb things that you did.
Oh, God.
When you were a kid. And now reflecting back, you're like, how the hell did I think that was okay?
Ready?
Dumb ways to die.
Yeah.
So many dumb
ways to die. Yeah.
Do you have something that comes to mind when you were a kid?
Everything we did was dumb and risky.
But like the cinnamon challenge, I did the cinnamon challenge. I think we did it here in the studio, the cinnamon challenge.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
I used to, as a kid, I would hold on to the back end of my sister's bike.
Yeah.
She would bike as fast as she can, and I'm on roller skates.
Yeah.
Because everybody was doing it.
Sure, yeah.
Dumb.
We played jarts. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, jarts.
Have you ever heard of...
I never had
jarts.
They're
called lawn darts. Mm-hmm. And there are these metal-ended... like giant arrows, like things with a heavy, and so you throw them and get them into a hoop.
Here's
and
the question.
And you could impale someone with it, like in an instant.
Did you ever get hurt?
I've never gotten hurt by jarts, no.
Okay, here's the question. 818-2899. Have you gotten injured? Were you injured because you did one of these dumb challenges? Didn't even realize.
I haven't done a challenge, except the
okay, well, you know what I'm talking
challenge.
About. Like
yeah.
The dumb things that we did.
Oh, as a kid?
Did you get injured?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Have you gotten injured? What's your injury? And what was the dumb thing that you did reflecting back now?
I remember running out my back door, across my backyard, down my back hill, which was a sledding hill for the town, going 1,000 miles an hour and wiped out, knocked myself out, and someone came like an inch away from my head on one of those runner like sleds with the metal blades on them. Knocked out, just like that.
Oh, that was in a challenge. That was just you being
it's
you.
Not a challenge, no.
It was just you being you.
I was
running, and I fell.
No, it was just sledding. Sledding.
Oh, I think you said running.
Down, running out my back door, jumping on my sled, going down the sledding
oh,
hill.
Oh, sledding.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's why I'm so terrified to go sledding. I've been sledding once.
Yeah.
Well, maybe twice. Maybe once when I was a kid, once when I had kids, and I was like, I am done. I will take
not
the
for
video.
You. You always got to keep not your eye me. Up the hill because someone will wipe you out.
Someone just messaged using gasoline to start campfires.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Using gasoline to start campfires? When do we think that was okay?
Dumb ways to die. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Drinking out of the garden hose.
Yeah.
Drinking out of the garden hose.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. That's not good.
That's probably not good for you.
My sister dared me. I remember this. I was little. Well, I don't remember I do kind of remember the taste of it still in my mouth. When I was a little mooch, she dared me to eat Play-Doh.
Ah.
And I did. She's my older sister. So I do whatever my older sister says so I can be cool with her.
Salty, isn't it?
It was very salty.
We've all eaten Play-Doh. I'm sorry.
It
was a childhood breakfast.
Or the Elmer's glue where you put it on your hands and then didn't you do it? And you peel it off. Like, look at my skin's peeling. And my friend would eat it after.
The Elmer's glue?
I never ate
it.
Nice. Yeah.
I used to eat the clay in school because he made it out of like the flour and salt. And yeah. Yeah, I know.
See?
This is so gross.
See?
Dumb ways to die.
Okay.
Watch out for your
needles.
Yeah. Yeah, watch those things. Keep your kids away from the microwave.
All right, coming up in a few minutes here. So I hardly ever get out with just my girlfriend. So I'm out with my friends. And when I go out, and you see me here even in the studio, Scotty, I'll just put my phone down and like away.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just try to dial in on the conversation. So I'm the hardest person to get a hold of. And my apologies. My husband was texting me, called me. And I did not respond. I get home. He goes, you didn't even answer my text.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing you didn't.
Okay.
What happened that I guess, I thought this was an isolated case. I guess other people this is happening to. And it's almost like, how and why?
Okay. Finish this story coming up here on The Buzz. Keep it right there. 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters with a story that she won't tell me yet about until we hear it on the air.
Insane.
What is this?
But once I tell you, once I tell you why my husband wanted me to pick up the phone and I didn't, I'm thinking you're going to be like, oh,
what?
I was wondering about that too.
Okay, what is this?
So
like
here
you go
I'm
out with your girlfriends, right?
Yes, I'm out with my friends, old high school friends, hardly ever do this, right? So the minute I'm doing this, I'm like, I'm putting my phone away. Don't get a hold of me. I don't want to even look at it. I'm dialing in, focusing on this conversation. Okay. Over, walk into my car in the parking lot, look at my text messages. I'm like, holy cow, my husband texted me and called me.
Blew
like,
you up,
oh
huh?
No, what's wrong?
Right.
Get home. Now I'm like panicked.
You don't call him? You get home to ask him?
Oh, yeah, I didn't call him.
Yeah,
no,
great.
I just got home. I mean, it was just around the corner. Whatever. Anyhow, so I get home and he goes, oh, you didn't answer your call from me. I go, what's wrong? Are you okay? He goes, no, it's a good thing you didn't. Because
what?
Apparently there was a guy selling pest control that came over.
Okay.
on his little Segway. And he was, I'm telling you, I know it sounds weird, but now that I describe him in the way that I am, you are going to say, oh my gosh, I saw that guy too. He hasn't come to your house yet?
I've never seen anyone on a Segway. Those are the stand-up scooter things that
yes,
balance.
Yes, but this one goes like just below his knees. It's one of those like short Segways.
Oh, the one without the handles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So apparently he came up the driveway and he's like, hey, do you want? And my husband's like, no, we're good here. And he goes, no, really, is your wife home? And he kept put like...
He's pushy, huh?
So hard pushing. And here my husband is, such a sucker. He offered him a beer. Hey, do you want a drink?
Oh,
they're
my
sitting
God.
In the Italia Garaggio just hanging out.
You're kidding me.
Yes. And he goes, well, call your wife. Text your wife. So my husband was like, okay.
And he's texting you.
And I didn't answer. Uh-huh. So he's like, yeah, she's not answering. He goes, oh, okay, well, you know, Bob and Colleen down the street, they signed up for it. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, no, that's a sure sign of a scammer. You don't name drop neighbors.
Why not? How did he know their names if they didn't sign?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he looked like, I mean, such a hard, somebody tell me this is happening in your neighborhood too, 818-2899. Because I was telling somebody about it and they're like, oh my God, that's the pest control guys. It's like a thing.
Oh, they have their own little fleet of like knee board Segway things?
Yes. And it's such hard pushy sales. It's incredible. And then my daughter was going to her car because she was going somewhere, and he goes, he attacked me at the end of the driveway as I was getting in my car. Hi, are you the woman of the house?
Oh no.
She's like, no, you just spent like 20 minutes with my dad. I kid you not, 20 minutes.
Last week I was at the camper. My wife was at home getting ready to come up, and she said that somebody came to the door and he was a total pest. Couldn't get rid of him.
Was he selling pest control?
She didn't say.
I'm telling you, he was selling pest control.
She would have said if he came up, if they all are on those little scooter things, if they all have a fleet of them. But she finally said, you don't want to have me call my husband. And I guess that made him leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He would, 20 minutes at least. And here my dumb husband is like, okay, let's have a beer together. I'm like, you're too nice. He's scamming you.
That's not good. That's just feeding into the frenzy of giving these people confidence. Door-to-door salesmen don't work anymore, people. Can you please?
No, it's starting up again.
No, it does not work. No, well, it doesn't work with me.
But my husband was like, well, he's a young kid. He looked like he was, you know.
I felt
bad.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, this is the line that he said that I was like, oh, God, honey. You got scammed. Thank heavens my husband didn't sign up for anything. But he goes, if you don't sign today, I'm mm-hmm. not going to get commission on this. If you don't sign right now, I'm not going to get commission. Because my husband's like, well, I'm going to talk it over with my wife when she gets home.
If you don't sign now?
Yes. That's why he told him
I would use very profane language at that point and say, get the blank out of my place. Go away.
Yeah, then my husband.
It's too bad.
My husband offered him a beer.
I'm raging right now.
Sitting down waiting for me to get home.
I hate when people do that.
God.
Even like, anybody that comes to my door, I'm like, no, thanks. Go to the next place. Bye.
The little Girl Scout?
No, I know the Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're okay to the Girl Scouts.
Do not come to my door. Do not cold call me ever. I will be the biggest a-hole you'll ever meet.
Which is fascinating because your wife is in sales. So I thought you would be the person.
Oh, she hates it too. No.
I thought you would be the person that would understand.
I do understand. No.
Do you see it as a hustle or do you see it as just annoying?
You know what? I already have pest control. Thank you. Bye. Next. I don't need a new roof. Bye. Next. I don't need windows. Get out of here. Bye.
He's getting triggered.
I'm getting triggered.
Add that to the list of what triggers Scotty.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Hey, it's 7 o'clock hour on Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Live audience Thursday in an hour from now. We're doing a very classy shots at the top of the hour.
Yes. The espresso bomb shot. Viral.
Espresso bomb. It's like a car bomb, Irish car bomb, but classier.
Yeah, I know. That's coming up after 8. If you want to come in for live audience Thursday, you can.
Yeah, let us know.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, if you had control, if you had a say, would you vote accept it or reject it?
What?
Now, the vote has been done. They accepted it. But I'm curious to find out if all of us agree with how they voted.
What?
So the Brighton Police Department received a $25,000 donation from an anonymous donor.
Cool.
They just get plop 25 grand in their lap.
Good.
And they're like, wow, this is amazing. This is incredible.
Then
but
what?
Then, because it's a, they're the Brighton Police Department,
they had to be transparent about it, right?
It had to go to the Brighton Town Board, and they had to vote whether they were allowed to keep it or not.
Not that I'm judging people that go to town board meetings, but I'm judging people that go to town board meetings. Okay. Now, I'm not trying to be mean, but like I know if something, you know, they want to build a data center in your neighborhood, you're going to go. I get it. Or a detention center or something. I get it.
Mm.
But for $25,000,
well,
what are you gonna do?
Okay. So because I think the hang up here was the donor wanted to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what fueled the debate. But some residents felt like the money should be accepted because it doesn't matter. As long as there's no strings attached, fine, take it.
Yeah.
The other side of it was because it's a government agency, they should not take large donations. Like your post office worker, can't even accept a Christmas gift from you, right? Isn't there a law? Like they can't accept cash gifts?
Yeah, but like,
gifts?
Why can't you give it to your local police department?
Well, see, here's the debate, and this is what they voted on. Now, would you, I kind of feel like I know where you're voting.
Yeah, my vote is if you're going to give the police department money, they should accept it. And as long as you tell us what you're using it for, it's fine.
Okay, well, the town board did say, except,
yep,
you got it, baby.
Pizza party every Friday.
That's what they're doing. They're updating the break room.
Yeah.
But here's the question,
you know, that's
now.
That's not a lot of money.
I know it isn't. But here's the question. So it's an anonymous person who donated this money. I do have a friend who, her grandfather left her a huge sum of money. Now, her grandfather was a terrible guy, not a good person. He just wasn't a good person.
Yeah.
And she did not have a relationship with him because of the fact
that
he was
a bad guy.
Yeah, but he was very well off.
Uh-huh.
So when he died, he left her, he willed her a lot of money. Now,
oh
she
God.
Didn't tell me exactly how much because it was an emotional moment when she was telling me this story, so I don't want to pry, but I do want to know. But it was a substantial amount. She used the word substantial amount.
Okay.
So where does your mind go?
Where
my mind goes like $100,000. Where does your mind go?
Yeah.
When you think, okay.
Something like that, yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And she goes, I just couldn't. He was such a bad guy. I don't want his money.
What?
I donated it.
She what?
You did?
She gave grandpa's dirty money away?
Yes.
Can I just say to your friend, money is green.
I know.
You know how many bad people have touched your dollar bill?
Right.
Okay, you know how many good people have touched your dollar bill?
Right.
Right.
I don't care
that
where this $25,000 came from. Whatever. The police department is going to benefit. My friend, take the money.
Sandy, that dollar bill has been passed down the aisle in church. It's also been rolled up to do a line of Coke. All right? Dollar bills are dollar bills. Green is green.
I know. But so in the moment when she was telling me this, and, you know, she gave me this look like that was the right thing to do, right? And I was like, oh, my God, that's great. You're right.
You're thinking, don't you
give it to
me? Meanwhile,
I'm like, you're freaking, yes, exactly what I was thinking. You're freaking nuts. Who cares if Grandpa was a bad guy? Yeah, Grandpa's a bad guy. This is like your way to win.
Yeah. Well,
I got your money.
The way to win is to turn that dirty money into something good, which she did. She donated it.
I know. She's a better person than both you and me.
I know.
I mean...
Oh, man.
Is it bad of us that we would so quickly say yes, no matter what? What if it was a crime? What if he was a criminal?
What?
He did something so brutally, like, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still accept the money?
And they gave $25,000 to the police department?
No, my friend. Grandpa. Grandpa's a horrible guy.
Oh, if he made his money off dirty money? Yeah, I'd still take it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Again, it went through church and through some guy's nostril. It's the same thing. Doesn't matter.
Stolen money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wait,
too.
Stolen money?
Yeah, what if it was stolen from back in the day?
Well, how do you know if it was stolen?
I don't know. I'm just making up hypotheticals.
Your hypotheticals are so nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. Like, give me something that makes sense.
There was a really strong mob presence here in Rochester, New York.
There used
to be. A lot of guys who have wealth. Probably some of that money came from that. back in the
day.
Okay, so? We got old mob money in this town.
Fine, fine.
Yeah, fine. I say fine, too.
Hey, open up a pizza joint.
We have zero morals here. So that is why we do something called Jerker Justified.
And we have zero money. So we're going to do it coming up in just a few minutes. Yes. All right? Right here on 99. No, the buzz.
Very good. Apparently, an office of Gen Zers, all the Gen Zers in the office walked out because of this one thing that broke in the office. And we're going to have to decide if they're jerk or justified.
Next.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember that one time when I was super young and I was just barely legal and we went on the Sunset Booze Cruise together and there was a bunch of people and it was a lot of fun. That was crazy.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9. The Buzz. The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Your moral compass of your life.
Yes, right here.
Right
Spisano
here.
Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified. We do it every day at this time. We are known for it. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this one? This is going to get you all feisty.
Why?
Especially if you're a boomer or a Gen Xer. You're going to hate this.
Okay.
Because the Gen Zers, they walked out of the office.
What's a Gen Z? What age is that?
Younger than us.
Younger than us.
No, it's like the 20s. 18. Oh. I don't know when Gen Z starts. Was it like 18 to 20 something?
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay, so this was a story that exploded on social media and online, and everybody is very passionate about this. Apparently, there was an office, and the Gen Zers in the office kind of formed this little clique. So whenever anything goes wrong, as far as like the, you know, they're asked to do something on the weekends, they form this bond where we're like, we are going to say no.
Ah, I see.
You know, that whole, what is it? Quiet quitting or whatever the heck they label everything. Anyhow, so there was one day that all the Gen Zers, they got together and they go, that's it. We're done. We're walking out of the office. We can't handle this.
Why did they walk out of the office?
Because the air conditioning broke. Done. They went down the street to the coffee shop. And they're like, we're not coming back until you fix the AC.
Did they work at the coffee shop on their little laptops?
Oh, you know what? MacBooks? I don't know. It doesn't say that in the post.
If they didn't work, then it's still jerk.
Here's the thing, though.
What?
HR was on their side.
Get out of here.
So now, of course, everybody is exploding. So you have to decide right now, 818-2899, are you on the side of jerk? Everyone has dealt with uncomfortable conditions at work. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah,
or justified. Being uncomfortable is one thing, but being expected to accept preventable problems is another.
Okay. Jerk or Justified is at 818-2899. Call us right now.
98.9 The Buzz. We all have those moments. Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
You know why I'm angry about this?
Oh, God. Okay.
Because I want to be them.
I know, because we don't have the nerve to do this.
I know.
We wish we had that much confidence. So the AC stopped working. You may have seen this on social media because it exploded online.
Mm-hmm.
The AC stopped working in the office. Mm-hmm. So this group of Gen Zers, they all got together and they said, that's it. We out. They left, went to the nearby cafe, and they pretty much told HR, we're not coming back until you fix the AC.
Right.
And HR was on their side.
Who?
It is insanity.
Was HR 22 also?
I have no idea. And I don't know if HR felt the pressure, to be honest. Like, everything is so, you have to dance around everybody's feelings.
Well, if that was the majority of the workforce, is safety in numbers.
And see, now, I don't know. So what side are you on? Are you saying they were jerk or justified?
So the number is 818-2899. I kind of feel like that. I want to say they're jerks because they got away with it, but you know what I mean. Kind of almost saying that they were justified because I want to do it too.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, where am I putting your tail? Take a bold stance.
My bold stance is these Gen Zers.
Yeah,
were justified.
Stop it. No way does a boomer agree with this.
I lived in this goddamn studio for 3 weeks when it was 82 degrees in here, and it didn't get fixed.
No, it didn't.
No, it did not!
So now looking back, you could have walked out.
I should have walked out!
You know, if we walked out when things break, we would never show up. I mean, mean, things are breaking all the time in the office. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tough it out.
818-2899. What?
Some people at their own home don't have AC. What, are they going to walk out of their house?
I'm not paying the mortgage.
I can see my kid walking out.
You
actually,
so?
I could see my kid walking out if I did turn on the AC. It's such a freaking battle in the house.
What do you call it?
I think it's a jerk. Come on. We got to stop coddling. That drove me nuts to find out that the HR was on their side, because that's just enabling this behavior. And sometimes in life, are going to be uncomfortable. Could you imagine? This is where my mind went, and it's kind of weird. I know we have calls coming in, 818-289.
Hold on, guys. We'll pick up in a second.
I just thought, if it's so uncomfortable being hot and you walk out, what is going to happen to these girls when they deliver a baby? They're going to be like, that's it. I can't do it.
Surrogates. Hi, the boss. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. Hi, Jerk and Justified.
Hey there. Hey. It's Justified, man.
Yeah, Justified.
Stop it. No way. How old are you?
I'm 33. I'm a millennial.
Okay.
I would say millennials applaud this behavior, too. I kind of feel like you would do the same.
Yep. I mean, you're talking like unsafe working conditions.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I'd probably work through it anyways just until a certain point, but you got to remember, a lot of these companies, I don't know what kind of business it is, but a lot of these companies out there don't really give two craps about somebody's well-being.
Is true. Sometimes our bosses really don't, not sometimes, all the time, the top of the chain doesn't care about us.
Because they don't know us.
In that sense, I do kind of agree with you.
Ooh, are you swaying Sandy's opinion?
I'm still not.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
We'll take your Justified. Thanks, bro. Good morning, the Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Oh, total jerk.
Fired up trash.
Really, come on. Have some backbone, you know? Show some perseverance. Show some dedication.
Show me your pits.
Show me your pits.
I said, show me your pits.
You work in a, what if someone misheard you? You work in a hospital situation, don't you, Fired Up Trish?
Correct.
Okay, yes. Could you imagine all the stress and horrible times that you have to deal with as a nurse or whatever in the medical field? If you walked out every time?
Exactly. Listen, this is your job. You know, it's not perfect. No one ever said it was going to be perfect. You know, but come on.
Yeah, show us your pits.
We have to work when the electricity goes out. We have to work every time.
When the electricity goes out, show me your pits.
Exactly.
Love you, Trish.
Bye, Trish. I didn't even think that way, and you did. That's so funny.
I thought that's what, okay.
No, because it was hot, and it's the, like, you know.
All right, so now this is, we always go to Aiden, Maddie, and Emmy, who are in the studio, and there are interns.
Yeah.
But this is not fair going to you guys, because you're either, you're all Gen Zs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll see.
You're weighing the jury right now.
Okay, Maddie, what do you think?
Jerk or Justified?
I'm gonna say jerk. Even as someone who's super sweaty, I just feel like I'm such a goody two-shoes. I'm not gonna walk out of the office. I'm gonna tough it out.
You look like you're sweating right now. Are you hot?
100%. Hot flash. Here we go.
Having a hot flash.
Hot flash as a Gen Zer.
Perimenopause at 20s.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
I'm actually also gonna go jerk because I agree. I feel like, you know, that's your place of work. It's not gonna be perfect. What really got me was when you said some people don't live with air conditioning. Yeah, and I was like, I mean, live in that.
Love it, Emmy. Okay, Aiden.
Okay. Bro.
I'm with Scotty. We're going Justified.
Wait, you're a freaking military dude.
Justified.
Yeah.
You are the softest military guy I've ever met. Are you kidding?
I never said I would complain about it. I'm just saying I get it from the other perspective.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm saying I get it.
Tell me how boot camp was. How many people walked out of boot camp?
That's not comparable, I don't think. I think that's an unfair comparison.
Well, okay. That is alarming. You just shocked me. Both of you shocked me, but still, 1 point. 1 point, girls!
You did it.
The verdict is...
Okay.
Justified.
No! No, it's not justified, Scott. 1 point, we win. Girls.
Ah, crap. Here we go. Okay, 1 point!
1 point!
The verdict is...
Yeah. I totally Ron Burgundy that one for some reason.
Okay.
You know why? Because you went like this.
Justified. 99.
Okay, and that means we're tied on the leaderboard. You and I are both at two.
We are. We're keeping score all week. You can keep score, too.
We're going to continue to keep score.
Yeah, okay, so good. Awesome. We'll see how divided we are tomorrow for Jerker Justified. Coming up in about 10 minutes, just after 8 o'clock, we got to get these espresso bomb shots ready because live audience Thursday will be in.
On the wall.
The Buzz.
I don't hear anything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Yay!
Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Raise your glasses. Make them high. Buzz fans here. They reach the sky. Come on. Shot. It's live audience Thursday at 98.9 to Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. We're doing a very special shot this morning with our guests. We're going to introduce our guests. I'll show you how we do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Go.
Paulina is here. First time, long time. And Mr. Gay Pride Rochester.
Taylor Mays. All right. Now, these shots is, what's this called? The espresso bomb.
Yeah.
We have a shot glass of espresso. We have a
lemon. Put the bottom, rub your bottom on that lemon.
Rub your bottom on the lemon.
And then put the bottom of that glass
in the pile
in the
of salt.
Yeah. Okay?
All right.
And then you can do this at home too, if you want. And then you put it in your seltzer water.
Drop it in the seltzer water bomb.
Yep, and then drop it in. Oh,
look at that fizz.
Oh, and now we drink.
This reminds me of when I do my dentures in the morning. Cheers.
Yeah. All the way over there, Scott.
Actually, I don't know. Paulina does not like it.
Not a fan. Well,
yes, that's okay.
I don't know. Hang on a second. Do I like this or not? It is citrusy.
Yeah.
That's what's supposed to be refreshing.
Well, I didn't have seltzer water. I had mango vodka seltzer.
Yeah, we're doing a White Claw instead.
Jokes on you.
Jokes on you, Sandra.
And I made fresh espresso at home with the Italian caffinette thingy-winging.
Just for us?
Yeah.
But... Paulina, I forgot it.
Just kidding.
We got Green Mountain coffee from the gas station.
Yeah, so this is the janky espresso bomb that everyone's doing on social media.
You know, sometimes those coffees at the gas stations are really, really good.
Well, then this is radio station coffee, which really is.
Paulina, you rate this a what?
A 1.
One. Very good. TaylorMade, what do you rate it?
The coffee was, I would say, an 8.
An 8. All right.
See, only the best for live audience Thursday. Don't you want to join us?
8 + 1 = 9.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes here. First, we welcome you. Thank you so much for being part of the Buzz fam. And now we are going to play Keep It PG. You are both playing Keep It PG. Our interns, Maddie, Aiden, and Emmy, are going to be the judge.
Yes.
Okay?
All
Most
right.
creative wins.
All right, stick around next on the Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Live Audience Thursday. A 98.9 The Buzz. How you doing?
We got Paulina in the studio.
Yes.
First time, long time. And when we met at the Dancing with the Arc, Paulina's like, I don't have a nickname. But I'm part of the Buzz fam. So lucky you, when you come in for Live Audience Thursday, you are not allowed to leave until we nickname you.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out.
I don't have to give this nickname to anyone, do I?
No.
Last nickname I had, I had to give it to somebody.
Oh, you had to give it to
someone? This is going to be your nickname, your Buzz fam nickname.
You'll be known for this all the time.
Also in is Mr. Gay Pride Rochester, TaylorMade.
TaylorMade,
hey. Everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're sashy sassy today.
I am.
How's that? Is it tongue twister?
We'll see if you have to give up the sash with Keep It PG. You have to give the winner your sash for the rest of the show.
I'm on a winner.
Come on.
If it makes a difference, I already fought him for this sash and he won.
Okay. All right.
Okay, are you ready? Keep It PG, rules of the game. You cannot use the same answer someone else says. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds.
Oh.
But the most creative and funny gets the point, not necessarily the most practical. And Maddie, Emmy, and Aiden are our judges, okay?
Okay.
Most important rule of this game, you have to keep it PG.
You're all beautiful. I'm not trying to sway the judges.
Look at you kissing up to the judges. My God. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
First one. And lucky you, Paulina.
Yep, thank you.
You kick us off every time. Name something that inserts neatly into a hole.
Toilet paper.
Damn, she's got it. Mr. Gay Pride, Rochester, keep it PG.
Card and wallet.
A card and wallet.
Okay, Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Yeah. Name something that inserts neatly into a hole.
Edit one.
Okay.
Edit two.
Come on, Scotty. Five.
Edit four, three. Oh my three. God, that was, I even blushed on that one. Let
two.
Me think. Uh-huh.
Scott.
Scott. A gopher.
A gopher.
Yeah,
a
gopher. Gopher. Okay. Gopher.
Judges,
gopher.
Who gets the point? Come on. Judges are discussing. Maddie?
I think Paulina took that one.
Yes!
Paulina! Yeah. Paulina's on the board. Might have to give up your sash, Mr. Gay Pride.
It's all right.
Now, hold on a second. So whoever wins gets the sash?
For the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
What's something that's more fun when you have the right partner?
Uno.
Uno!
She's good at this game.
She's quick, too.
TaylorMade, something more fun when you have the right partner. Keep it PG.
Life.
Good one.
You said that so like life.
His partner's listening.
Okay. I see.
No, he's not.
Scott Spazzano, yes. Keep it PG. What's something that's way more fun when you have the right partner?
Pickleball.
Okay, that's a tough, this could be a tough call for you judges.
You have an opportunity to say it at a radio show. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Paulina. Wait a minute. Hang on. Now I'm offended by your answer. Do not give it to Scott. No.
You know judges? How much I hate pickleball and I didn't say radio show host?
Okay. Maddie, who's getting the point?
It's going to be Mr. Gay Pride Rochester.
All right! No, okay. We do have a tiebreaker, by the way.
So yes, an audio tiebreaker. Yes. So if Scotty gets the point, we go to the audio tiebreaker, which we've been sitting on for 4 weeks.
Five weeks.
Otherwise, one of you will take it home. Are okay. you ready? Here Final one. Keep yep. it PG on Spazzano and Sandy. Name something that requires a good grip to do properly.
Golf.
Okay, Paulina. TaylorMade.
Grex,
are you there?
Yeah, I blanked out. Sign language.
Sign language.
Oh, sign language. Ah. Oh, okay. Scott Spazzano, are you going to make this a tie? Name something that requires a good grip to do it properly.
Pickleball.
Judges, who gets the point? Beef, no bias. Don't be swayed by the judges. I know they're all trying to give you kissy lips right now.
I'm not.
Okay, Maddie.
We're giving this one to Scott.
Yeah! Yeah! Are you going to the tiebreaker?
Yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. We get to do it with a tiebreaker. This is an audio tiebreaker, so what we're going to have to do is...
Yeah, put on the headphones.
You guys got to share. You got to split the headphones and share it.
Here, I'll give you my headphones.
Okay.
And now you got to tell me. Are you ready?
You keep it PG.
What? Paulina. What is this a sound of?
Okay, ready?
Yes. Here we go. Not the first option.
Nope. Edit one.
Can you play it one more time?
Sure can. Here we go.
Okay.
This is me drinking in drag makeup so that I don't get it all over myself.
There you go! Good one!
Mr. Gay Pride, do you need to hear it again or do you
Of course
got
he
it?
Does. Here we go.
Okay.
I've been sitting on this for 5 weeks.
TaylorMade, what is that a sound of?
I would say...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
I would say...
Five, four.
Paulina, after a drag show, taking off their shirt, sweat.
Scott Pizzano, this is gonna be hard to beat. Scott Pizzano, what was that a sound of?
Me wetting my pants, trying to figure out which bathroom to go in at the drag show.
Oh my God, you guys! Judges, who's going to take home the game and take home the sash for the rest of the show?
You only said that because we were kicking ball yesterday.
This is hard. Maddie?
I want y'all to know you're all amazing. I think this goes to Paulina.
Yes!
And I'm just saying, are you ready? Here you go.
Keep it PG on Spisano and Sandy. Mr. Gay Pride, sorry, take off that sash right now.
Take it off.
Give it to Paulina.
It's all
right. Take it off. For a minute.
Take it off.
Keep it PG, right?
It's the only time I'm going to get to wear it. Give it.
By the way, Mr. Gay Pride, I would have voted for you. That was a funny visual. Taking off your shirt when you're really sweaty.
Yeah.
That does.
It's a great night.
You should have seen it yesterday playing kickball.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, the AI actress Tilly Norwood. Have you heard of this actress? Mm-hmm. A new movie's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to watch it?
Next.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hello. 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 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy live. Audience Thursday.
Yay!
Yeah,
let's go.
Love this.
Paulina is in the studio. First time, long time. You've been listening for how long?
28 years.
Oh,
come on.
Gosh. Okay, that's our answer. 28. 28 years.
Okay, 28 years. Thank you.
We didn't even know. Yep.
We had no idea.
And Mr. Gay Pride Rochester, TaylorMade, is
Yay!
In the studio.
Yay!
Thursday. Before the end, before we leave, Paulina, we got to come up with a Buzz Fam nickname for you.
We'll figure it out.
Yep, okay.
We're trying to.
All right.
We'll work together as well.
Yes. We'll workshop teamwork. It.
But before we get there, now, see, Scotty, when I saw this, I'm like, this is so Scotty. You are absolutely going to be the first person in the theater. Right?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Even though I got a little hooked just this past weekend. We're talking about the AI actress.
Mm-hmm. Tilly Norwood is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard about this? Tilly Norwood?
No.
No, stop it. What?
It's legit. It's
really?
Like, yeah.
So you may know about TikTok, but I know about Tilly.
Okay. Thanks,
Grandma.
I know. A company in England, an AI company, literally put her together and introduced her, and it's so realistic. It's amazing.
Watch.
It's amazing.
Yeah, this explains the movie. Now there's an upcoming, like, full-fledged movie in production, mm-hmm. in the works.
Take a listen. That's not it.
You're playing the commercial that's our favorite.
Yeah, I know, right? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tilly Norwood, the world's first AI actor.
This morning, Tilly Norwood is stepping into a leading role. The company behind the AI-generated actress, whose existence has been a hot-button issue in the entertainment world, announcing a project in the works, what it's calling its first full-length AI feature film.
I now feel that the tech is at a point where we can start doing long-form storytelling and make a feature film.
Tilly's creators described the movie, titled Misaligned, as a comedy drama telling a coming-of-age story infused with existential AI chaos. Hmm. It's billed as a hybrid production. Human, film, and TV professionals directing, writing, and editing the project alongside AI specialists.
Ooh.
You know, I got hooked on it's almost like a filthy romance novel kind of vibe on TikTok. It was a story of not Camelot, but Caesar and Rome and two love interests and it was AI.
Did you know it was AI when you got hooked?
Yeah, because they were too pretty.
Okay.
and
no one's that pretty.
And I kept going through there was a minute and a half, 2 minute episodes. I kept going through. I went up to like 13 episodes.
See, so you would be first person in theater to watch Tilly.
I'm not sure though, because this was like, you know how you short attention span theater kind of thing.
Yeah, but you go to watch the movie, so this doesn't bother you. Like there's two types of people. Everybody is very divided, mm-hmm. about this.
Yeah,
you're either going to go to the movie and be curious about it, or mm-hmm. you're so anti-AI taking over Hollywood, mm-hmm. that you will boycott it. So where are we on
I'm
this?
Both. I don't want
you
it
can't
to ruin.
Be both.
Yes, I can. Shut up. No, I'm fascinated by the technology, and I'm interested in the art part of it to see what they can make it do. So, but I don't want to take anybody's job.
Well, you guys are performers. How do you feel as performers? Because of course Hollywood is speaking up, right? Because they're like, they only step in when it affects their own pocketbook, and now they're pitching a fit.
Yeah.
But you guys are performers. What if there was an AI drag show?
I'd pull the server. Like,
you'd
pull the plug real quick.
Really?
No, smash that with a hammer.
So you're anti this movie?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
But look how pretty she is. I mean, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, but I no. No AI for me. I like real.
Yeah.
And I like art. We have so many local artists and local performers that it's just, it's taking away from them.
Exactly.
It's, Hollywood is big.
Will
great.
It ever be so intuitive and so, like, you know, human that we'll be fooled by it? I don't think we ever will be.
Yeah, but okay, so here you go. You walk into it, you're watching those TikToks, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that mm-hmm. it's AI.
Right.
It's not like they're trying to fool us. We know Tilly yeah. isn't real. But right. when you're watching this and watching her act, you forget. And does it matter who's performing when you're just looking for the content?
Good what
content?
Matters, yeah, what matters, I think, is the humans that are writing the script.
So, yeah, if they continue to keep, because in that little clip we played, they said, oh, they're keeping the human element with the directing and all that.
And the writing and
now
all that stuff.
Now are you
right.
okay with it? Taylor made?
No.
Oh. What do you mean no. by that?
So we all say, yeah, how about you guys? Maddie, Emmy, Aiden, down, interns, down, everybody's down, a down, down on this movie.
Down, down.
So you don't think it's going to make box office numbers?
I don't think so.
It's going to crash
no,
and fail.
But I do see it as a social experiment on the grand scale. Yeah.
A lot of people will go just to be like, they're intrigued by it.
How about you?
I think it'll make some kind of money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's going to.
People will see it, yeah.
I mean, she is so perfect. That's another thing. She's way too perfect looking.
See, they need an actress like me. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's a movie I'll go to.
Yeah.
All day, front row.
Okay, Paulina, we got to, yeah. before we end the show here, we have to come up with a nickname for you, and I think we figured it out.
On the other side, keep it right there on the buzz, all right? Stay right there.
Spisano and Sandy.
Yeah, and Live Audience Thursday coming to another close. Got another one coming up next week here on the buzz. Yay.
Every Thursday. Yay. You are more than welcome to come in the studio with us and hang out for the last hour of the show, Live Audience Thursday. Just reach out to us at 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now,
it's Paulina.
Jeez. No, we need to come up with a nickname.
Yeah,
you're going to be the Buzz fam for 28 years.
Yes. Absolutely.
Look at your eyebrows. They're going up and down.
That's freaking crazy. Go check out our story on Instagram, 989 The Buzz, because her eyebrows, how do you do that? Oh, my.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay, so that has to be something with her. But then you're,
they wiggle.
It's like your eyebrows are having a seizure.
Yeah.
Okay. King Wiggles.
King Wiggles.
King Wiggles. King Wiggles.
All right.
King Wiggles.
You like King Wiggles?
That's
everybody is a King Wiggles.
King Wiggles. Thank you.
Next time you call and say it's King Wiggles. All
it's
right?
King Wiggles.
Buzz fam nickname. That is it.
I'm here for it.
Thank you, King Wiggles. Yeah. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Coming. And Mr. Gay Pride Rochester, Taylor Made himself. Thank you so much for coming in, man. Appreciate it. All right. I guess it's time to get out of here. Commercial free 98's top.
Yes. And if you missed anything from the show, you can always check out our podcast, Spisano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz. Right now, it is time to say we out.
We out like that one exhausted mom trying to leave Seabreeze with three damp children and no one listening.
Oh.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.